Hi, this is Joe Murray, creator of Rocco's Modern Life and Camp Lazlo. You're listening to Mr. Media.
And today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Jake Nickel, the co-founder of America's most unique t-shirt company, Threadless.com. He's also the author of a new book about his own company, cleverly titled Threadless. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 600 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania area? Now, for any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of uninhibited young women who tell me that if you're going to lose a wet t-shirt contest, you might as well do it in one of those cool threadless threads right here in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, I ask you, is this any way to run a business? Threadless.com, the little t-shirt company that could, gambles every day that good karma will bring and will deliver brilliant designs into its hands and that consumers will buy them. Incredibly, it's a winning bet. Threadless was launched when co-founder Jake Nickel won an online t-shirt design contest in 2000. He thought it was so much fun that he started his own contest and a company grew from it. The Boulder, Colorado-based company now boasts a community of more than 1 million supporters who have purchased more than 4 million t-shirts. And to celebrate its first 10 years, Nickel has even written a photo-packed book titled, okay, wait for it, Threadless. Besides telling a business story, it's packed with hundreds of photos of attractive women. And, okay, there are some guys there too, but I didn't really pay much attention to them modeling the company's products. Oh, boy. Jake Nickel, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure.
Incredible introduction
there. Thanks. Just leave a tip at the door on your way out.
Will do.
Jake, I have to be honest. I shop online pretty regularly, but I honestly had never heard of Threadless before a publicist sent me your book. Am I in the minority or the majority?
Probably the majority. Chances are if you've heard of Threadless, the only way you've heard of it is maybe through a friend or reading an article about it, because we really don't do a lot of advertising or marketing. It's very organic.
Hmm. Now, I know you did get the cover of Inc. magazine a while back, and that I'm sure was a big impact on sales. But, yeah, I was kind of embarrassed that I hadn't heard of it. Here's this cool T-shirt company. It's coming from someone who's wearing a T-shirt at the moment, and it's still pretty new, which I guess says that you've got a lot of growth potential.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do. A lot of people really still see us as a startup, and we certainly run the business like a startup, but, you know, we've been around for 10 years, and we've grown really slowly, even though we're, you know, quite large today, and we sell a whole lot of T-shirts. It's just been this really nice growth where it's really real in the community. Everybody kind of feels like they know each other, and so we try really hard to maintain that.
Is the majority of the business online, or is there some retail?
It's like 99% online. We do have two retail stores in Chicago, and they were more made so that our hardcore fans like really had a place where they could come and kind of touch and feel Threadless, and also because we were getting a lot of inquiries from places like Target or Urban Outfitters to carry Threadless, but we didn't feel like our shirts would be properly showcased there. So we wanted to experiment with how we would approach retail if we ever did it. So we tried doing it ourselves for a little bit.
So there is still one store?
Yeah, actually there is still two stores, and in our warehouse we're building a store within our headquarters. So there will be that store as well. And we are carried in a bunch of stores all around the world. We're really picky about who carries the stuff. So it's a lot of really small boutiques that carry the stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking it's a very, as I was reading about the company, it's a very 70s kind of thing built on the back of 21st century tech. And I was thinking that, you know, in the 70s, you would have been that guy driving from store to store with stacks of tie-dyed shirts, you know, in the back of your Rambler wagon, something like that.
Yeah, or how I like to think about it, too, is like your local art fairs, you know, how you have all these artists who it's probably in your neighborhood, and they are hobbyists, and they make stuff and sell it on a very small scale, usually within their local neighborhood or city. And this is a way to kind of, the internet really allows that to expand quite rapidly and quickly.
We've seen, in the last 10 or 15 years, we've seen a lot of web entrepreneurs build businesses that probably could not have existed at another time in history. But do you find that your story is unique nonetheless, or is it one of many, you know, online stories?
Yeah, I think it's still pretty unique. I mean, from a business perspective, we kind of are like the grandfathers of crowdsourcing. I mean, that word was invented like 4 or 5 years into our business. It didn't even exist before. And even today, looking at crowdsourcing companies, none of them have really done it the same as us, in that we're working with like an artist's work that they would create personally, not that they're creating for a specification. Like a lot of the crowdsourcing sites are about creating a logo for your local flower shop or creating an advertisement or flyer poster that very specifically is for this purpose. But on Threadless, we're really just celebrating people's artwork that they would be creating anyway. And there haven't been any other really crowdsourcing companies that I can think of that really did that or have done that since we have.
And are all of the – is all of the – pardon me, I can't talk. Is all of the design work coming in from the community, or do you have some staff artists who actually do designs for you?
It all comes in through the community. We do have designers on staff who design our website or design flyers, you know, promotions and stuff like that. And in their spare time, some of our staff do submit designs and have been printed, but it's not like that's not part of their job. That's more just in their personal life. They choose to participate on Threadless as well as an artist.
And
I've actually done that myself, and I've never been printed.
Man, you know, as you, you know, over the years, as you become a, you know, a wizened, experienced businessman, and you talk to other businessmen and women, for that matter, and tell them your story and how you rely on this community for design, do they just kind of look at you and shake their heads, like, you know, how can you put all your faith in these people you don't even know?
Yeah, I mean, definitely in the beginning they did, but I feel like it's starting to get more recognized as a you know, something that can work within business now, since crowdsourcing is kind of, and user innovation and mass customization, all these buzzwords that are going around in the business schools these days. I think it's becoming a little bit more accepted.
And have you guys ever profiled who the average submitter of design is, and also, you know, compiled like and gotten a profile of who the typical winner of these design contests is?
We have a general understanding of that, but we really haven't put together a whole bunch of data around it. It's a lot of students ranging from high school to art students, and then it's a lot of professionals who just need a creative release. Like one guy, we have a meetup every year where 3 people speak, and one of the guys who spoke is a creative director at a pretty large ad agency in Minnesota, Minneapolis, and like he just did that Subaru commercial that was about mediocre cars. I don't know if you saw that, but he just gets so drained by the forced creativity in his job that he needs to go home and like release something personal more for himself. Yeah, I mean, it ranges quite a bit who's involved. We've had people 13 years old win the competition, and we've had people in their 60s win the competition.
Wow. And let's say I submit, I won't, I promise, but let's say that I submit a design and it wins. What do I actually win, and how has that changed over 10 years?
It's changed a lot. In the beginning, you won like two T-shirts, and that was it. Today, you win $2,000 cash, a $500 gift certificate on Threadless. You get another $500 every time your design is reprinted, another $500 if your design is ever used in a partnership, like iPhone cases or flip-flops or Dell laptop cases, all the different partnerships we've done. Every month, we have a Bestie of the Month award where one of the artists printed that month gets another $2,000. And then at the end of the year, there's a $20,000 Bestie of the Year award that goes to the best artist of the award of the year.
Wow. I guess I can understand why people would invest their time and energy. And did I see on the site that during the process, like, for example, I know you have a Legacy of Tron contest going on now. Are the designs as they come in, are they posted online for people to vote on?
Yeah, when you submit the design, they go into a queue of designs that we look at. We look at every single submission before it gets put on the website, mostly because there's a lot of issues like where people aren't mocking up the design on the template and requirements like that. We usually don't decline designs for their content so much. And then it goes into the running to be scored for a period of 7 days. And the best designs then are listed for, every design after the 7 days gets a score. And then from that point, it can be printed 10 years from now. Like we go back and look at designs all the time from our archive. And but usually we kind of like look at the past couple months worth of designs and pick a few to print every week. So we come out with like 6 to 9 new designs every single week.
We'll pass over that part of it, but I mean, that's a phenomenal number of new designs a week. How many stay in print all the time?
Usually like maybe 30% or so get reprinted at least once, and we reprint about 6 designs every week too, but we reprint, sometimes there's a design that, you know, that's been reprinted maybe 20 times because it's very popular, but some designs only get, most designs actually probably like 70%, like I say, have the first batch printed, but then aren't printed again after that.
So if I see, a guy wearing a the Mystery Machine, which I like a lot, the Mr. Bean.
Machine?
Yeah, the Misery Machine, thank you. If I see someone wearing that and they got it like a year or two ago, now that may be a different example, but it's very likely that that's not in print anymore.
Very likely. Yeah. We would much rather print a new design than reprint an old one. Like, definitely what makes Threadless strong is that we can evolve over the time. I mean, fashion is kind of flippant. It can take a shift at any moment, and styles and trends come and go. So, but the one thing we're looking for in a new Threadless design to print is something new. We're all about variety and change.
And Jake, was the company an instant hit, or did it take, you know, did you struggle for a time?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've always grown from the day we started. But, you know, it's like, I think our first year, we did maybe $20,000 in sales. Second year, like $100,000 in sales. So, I mean, it kind of took pretty quickly. But for the first 2 years, I didn't take a penny out for salary. It was all a hobby. So every dollar that was brought in from T-shirt sales, we just used to print more T-shirts. And then it only turned into a business when it took up so much time that we would have to quit our jobs in order to continue doing it. So we're like, okay, well, I guess we're going to have to start taking a salary if we're going to quit our jobs to continue pursuing this. So,
You know, I was thinking most guys have a couple of ratty old T-shirts in a drawer somewhere that we just can't bring ourselves to part with. I think my favorite that I still have is an old white T-shirt with Dave Stevens, the Rocketeer, on it. I was kind of wondering what yours would be.
Yeah, I have, from Threadless, I do have like a shirt from about 2002 that I continue to wear almost on a weekly basis called Upso, and it's by one of the guys who was on the original forum that I started Threadless on, and I still talk to him today, and I don't know, I just really enjoy his artwork. But outside of Threadless, though, I definitely have a few shirts, too, from even my high school days. That there's this one that says Agneza on it, and I got it at a thrift store, and I don't know, I just really like how the fabric has gotten really old and thin, and it's just a really comfortable shirt.
And, you know, I should point out that from looking through the site, these are not expensive shirts. I mean, you're not selling high-end, you know, designer price threads, pardon them.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we...
How do you keep the price down?
Well, T-shirts, I mean, they're not super expensive to make. I mean, right now they're all $10, so we're having a sale, but typically they're about $18. And, I mean, it's varied quite a bit, like having to... The blanks is where the main cost comes in. You can get blanks anywhere from 99 cents to like $6 or $8, and we've tried all of them, but we try to keep our prices. It's really important for us to be able to have a sale and sell the shirts at $10 and still be able to make some money off of those sales. So we always try to keep our production below that.
And of course, the thing that brought us together to talk today, besides you know, our great taste, is this new book. I got to tell you, you know, it's a fascinating book. It's got a lot of great stuff, great illustrations, great photos in it, great representations of the designs over the years. But the cover of it, I thought they had sent me a graphic novel by mistake.
Yeah. Well, that was a mashup of about 80 artists who have been printed on Threadless. I asked them all to draw a character wearing a blank T-shirt, and then we composed them all together into the book cover. So we were just trying to think of something that represents the collaborative nature of Threadless with all these artists around the world working together on this project. And it's certainly, yeah, it's not, probably not what you expect from a T-shirt company.
No, it's very different. And the I'm not complaining. It's just the cover is very different from the material inside. It's, a lot of color photos and
true.
Very nice stuff. So, okay, last question, because we're going to have to run here. When people have friends who are doctors or lawyers, they always try to get free medical or legal advice. What do they want from the T-shirt guy?
T-shirts, and I'm happy to give them.
Fair enough. Well, folks, listen, you can learn more about Jake Nichols' T-shirt company, Threadless, by visiting its website, threadless.com, or you can find his new book, also called Threadless, in great bookstores everywhere, where you can order it online right now at a great price at mrmedia.com. And you're on Twitter or Facebook, places like that?
Yeah, Threadless is twitter.com/threadless and facebook.com/threadless, and then my username around the internet is SKAW, S-K-A-W, so I'm twitter.com/SKAW. My Facebook is facebook.com/JakeN.
Okay. Great.
Yep.
Well, Jake, we're delighted that you could join us today. Continued good luck with both the book and the company, and thanks for being on Mr. Media.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
My pleasure. Take care. All right.
Thank you.
And folks, for more original interviews with some of America's top online entrepreneurs, you can surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia for your free audiobook. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little bit of your day and come spend it with us. Thanks for listening.
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.